Wednesday was a very busy day here in Christchurch, New Zealand, 5 days after the devastating attack that affected the community and resulted in the death of 50 of its members at two of the mosques last Friday. It was also the first day of many more to come, where those that were slain were laid to rest. Two Syrian refugees, a father and a son, were laid to rest in the city's memorial park. The funeral was attended by hundreds, some of which flew in from Invercargill, an imam I spoke to earlier today, to help with families to prepare for the burial ritual, as well as other Muslims from around the country. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush said that identifying the remaining bodies and getting them to their families so that burials can be performed remains an utmost priority.
The process to reunite the victims with their loved ones. This is, for us, an absolute priority for family reasons, for compassionate reasons, and for cultural reasons.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was also here in Christchurch today. She visited a local school. Her message to the students was clear. It's okay to grieve.
It is okay to ask for help, even if you weren't directly affected. These things, these images that people are seeing, they're really, really difficult to process.
While the city continues to grapple with the tragedy and discuss how to best move forward, what is striking is the number of tributes and memorials that continue to be erected here at Hagley Park across from the Al Noor Mosque. Adorning one of the fences on the streets adjacent to the park are links of love, paper links woven together with messages of love and support, which is an overwhelming theme that the community has expressed towards the Muslim community. In this letter left by a UK resident, it encourages residents to harness their strength because only love can fight hate. As the names of individuals who were killed becomes known from members of the Muslim community, we're also starting to see individual monuments and tributes crop up here at the park. This one is for Ansi Ali Baba. She was 23 years old and was slain last Friday. Flowers and notes from loved ones adorn this tree as a tribute to her memory. But a consistent theme expressed by members of the community about how closely knit they are perhaps can be best summed up by this poem. It was placed near the intersection near the Al Noor Mosque and concludes this way. We stand together to ignore the fuss, because in the end, they are us. Steve Miller, VOA News, Christchurch, New Zealand.